Welcome to Zichu Daf Si Money Man Rabbi Avram Gold and the Maseches Baba Basra Daf Kuf Mem Ches, the ninth parak Misha Meis. So the few tops we're going to focus on him. Well, the Gemara for the Rav Nachman holds that a Shechimira cannot transfer something which a Bari cannot transfer the Kinyan. This seems to contradict another ruling of Rav Nachman. Shechimira she'amar tnu havasi l'ploni. A Shechimira who said, give my loan, which is owed to me, to Ploni, havasi l'ploni. His loan is transferred to Ploni. But a Bari cannot transfer an oral loan through a Kinyan, since a debt is not something tangible which he owns. Rabbi answers, however, Yorsha, since an heir inherits a loan, a Shechimira can transfer it as well, since Matna Shechimira was enacted as an inheritance, as in Tan Daf Kuf Mem Tes. Rav Acha Bar Rav Ika answered that a loan can be transferred by a Bari. Rav taught that if a lender tells his borrower, Mani li biyadcha tneu leploni, I have a money in your hands, give it to Ploni, but Mamad Shlashtan Kana, if he said this in the presence of the three people, meaning the Malva, the Lova, and the recipient, he acquires the right to collect the loan based on a rabbinic enactment. Therefore, a Shechimira can also transfer a loan. Point number two, Rav Nachman said, Shechimira shekasav kol nechasav la'acherim. If a Shechimira wrote away all his property to others, we examine his original intentions. Iba mechalek, if it seems he was dividing them out, intending from the beginning to give everything away, then if he dies, they all acquire their respective gifts, and if he recovers, he may retract from all of them, as taught in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. If it appears he was reconsidering, meaning he planned to give only a partial gift and continually changed his mind and gave more gifts until he gave away everything, then if he recovers, he can only retract from the last gift. All the gifts except the final one were partial gifts, and he cannot retract from them. The Gemara asks why his pauses between gifts indicate changing his mind. Perhaps he was thinking about what to give each recipient. It answers, Tamid the Shechimira midak daik v'hadu yoiv. The standard practice of a Shechimira is to first decide carefully and then give them away. Therefore, his pauses indicate a change of mindset. And point number three, the Gemara asks, Chazar b'mixas havi chazar b'kula or lo? Is a retraction a part, a retraction of all of it, or not? If a Shechimira gave all his possessions to someone, in which case he's able to retract, and he retracted from part of the gift and gave it to someone else, does that indicate a retraction from his entire first gift, and the rest of it reverts to him, and his gift to the second recipient would be a partial gift from which he cannot retract? A proof is brought from a brisa stating that if one gave all his property to one person, and then retracted and gave some of it to a second recipient, Sheini Kana Rishon Lo Kana, the second person acquires his gift, but the first person does not acquire his gift. The fact that the second person does acquire his share and the first person does not acquire the remaining amount proves that the partial retraction was considered a retraction from the entire first gift, so he receives nothing. Since the second person's gift is now only a partial gift, he would receive it whether the Shechimira died or recovered. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara inferred that Rav Nachman holds that a Shechimira cannot transfer something which a Bari cannot transfer with a Kinyan. This seems to contradict another ruling of Rav Nachman. Shechimira she'amar tnu havasi l'ploni. A Shechimira who said, give my loan, which is owed to me, to Ploni, havasi l'ploni. His loan is transferred to Ploni. But a Bari cannot transfer an oral loan through a Kinyan, since a debt is not something tangible which he owns. Rabbi answers, however, Yorsha, since an heir inherits a loan, a Shechimira can transfer it as well, since Matna Shechimira was enacted as an inheritance, as in Tan Daf Kuf Mem Tes. Rav Acha Bar Rav Ika answered that a loan can be transferred by a Bari. Rav taught that if a lender tells his borrower, Mani li biyadcha tneu leploni, I have a money in your hands, give it to Ploni, but Mamad Shlashtan Kana, if he said this in the presence of the three people, meaning the Malva, the Lova, and the recipient, he acquires the right to collect the loan based on a rabbinic enactment. Therefore, a Shechimira can also transfer a loan. Point number two, Rav Nachman said, Shechimira shekasav kol nechasav la'acherim. If a Shechimira wrote away all his property to others, we examine his original intentions. Iba mechalek, if it seems he was dividing them out, intending from the beginning to give everything away, then if he dies, they all acquire their respective gifts, and if he recovers, he may retract from all of them, as taught in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. If it appears he was reconsidering, meaning he planned to give only a partial gift and continually changed his mind and gave more gifts until he gave away everything, then if he recovers, he can only retract from the last gift. All the gifts except the final one were partial gifts, and he cannot retract from them. The Gemara asks why his pauses between gifts indicate changing his mind. Perhaps he was thinking about what to give each recipient. It answers, Tamid the Shechimira midak daik v'hadu yoiv. The standard practice of a Shechimira is to first decide carefully and then give them away. Therefore, his pauses indicate a change of mindset. And point number three, the Gemara asks, Chazar b'mixas, havi chazar b'kula or lo? Is a retraction a part, a retraction of all of it, or not? If a Shechimira gave all his possessions to someone, in which case he's able to retract, and he retracted from part of the gift and gave it to someone else, does that indicate a retraction from his entire first gift, and the rest of it reverts to him, and his gift to the second recipient would be a partial gift from which he cannot retract? A proof is brought from a brisa stating that if one gave all his property to one person, and then retracted and gave some of it to a second recipient, Shenikana Rishon Lokana, the second person acquires his gift, but the first person does not acquire his gift. The fact that the second person does acquire his share and the first person does not acquire the remaining amount proves that the partial retraction was considered a retraction from the entire first gift, so he receives nothing. Since the second person's gift is now only a partial gift, he would receive it whether the Shechimira died or recovered. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Kuf Mem Ches, and our standard Siman is Kemach, flour. So here goes. The Shechimira covered in flour, who had instructed his family to give the loan owed to him to Ploni, and paused between giving his different flour mills to multiple people, indicating a change of mindset, was informed by his son to remember that Chazar b'mixas havi Chazar b'kula. Once again, slow motion. The Shechimira covered in flour. Flour? That must mean we're on Daf Kuf Mem Ches. Kemach. The Shechimira covered in flour, who had instructed his family to give the loan owed to him to Ploni, which reminds us, the Gemara and further Rav Nachman holds that a Shechimira cannot transfer something which a Bari cannot transfer with a Kenyan. This seems to contradict another ruling of Rav Nachman, that a Shechimira that said, give my loan which is owed to me to Ploni, his loan is transferred to Ploni. But a Bari cannot transfer an oral loan through a Kenyan, since a debt is not something tangible which he owns. Rav Papa answers, however, Yorish Yorsha, since an heir inherits a loan, a Shechimira can transfer it as well, since Matna Shechimira was enacted as an inheritance, as taught in Daf Kuf Mem Tes. Rav Acha Brein Rav Ika provides a different answer. So the Shechimira covered in flour, who had instructed his family to give the loan owed to him, to Ploni, and paused between giving his different flour mills to multiple people, indicating a change of mindset, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said, Shechimira shekasav kol nechasav l'acherim. If a Shechimira wrote away all his property to others, we examine his original intentions. Even Mechalik, if it seems he was dividing them out, intending from the beginning to give everything away, then if he dies, they all acquire their respective gifts, and if he recovers, he may retract from all of them. If it appears he was reconsidering, meaning he planned to give only a partial gift and continually changed his mind and gave more gifts until he gave everything away, then if he recovers, he can only retract from the last gift. All the gifts, except the final one, were partial gifts, and he cannot retract from them. So the Shechimira covered in flour, who had instructed his family to give the loan owed to him, to Ploni, and paused between giving his different flour mills to multiple people, indicating a change of mindset, was informed by his son to remember that Chazar b'mixas havi Chazar b'kula, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Chazar b'mixas havi Chazar b'kula or lo? Is a retraction a part, a retraction of all of it, or not? If a Shechimira gave all his possessions to someone, in which case he's able to retract, and he retracted from part of the gift and gave it to someone else, does that indicate a retraction from his entire first gift, and the rest of it reverts to him, and his gift to the second recipient would be a partial gift from which he cannot retract? The Gemara proves that a partial retraction is a retraction of all of it. So once again, the Shechimira covered in flour, who had instructed his family to give the loan owed to him, to Ploni, and paused between giving his different flour mills to multiple people, indicating a change of mindset, was informed by his son to remember that Chazar b'mixas havi Chazar b'kula. All right, so now it's time for four blabach Chazara. Daf Kuf Mem Dalad. So the simmer Daf Kuf Mem Dalad is a comedian. So here goes. The comedian, that must be more on Daf Kuf Mem Dalad. The comedian hired to perform for her first son's wedding in the wedding house that now belongs to the son, which reminds us, Rabbi Chanina said, Hamasi ishriv no gadol bebeis kno. If one marries off his oldest son in a wedding house, the son acquires it from his father by rabbinic decree. This only applies if it's his oldest son, he's marrying a basula, she's his first wife, and the father married him off first. So the comedian hired to perform for her first son's wedding in the wedding house that now belongs to the son was disappointed when one of the board guests started distributing his tax-collecting salary to his brothers, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Achin Hashutafin, brothers who are partners in the father's undivided estate, Shenafal Echon Mehen L'umunus, and one of them fell into work, Nafal L'emza, he fell into it equally, meaning the profits earned are shared by all the brothers. Abrice explains that this work is L'umunus HaMelech, for the king's service, where a person from each household would be selected to collect the king's taxes for a month. Since his appointment resulted from his being a member of this household, the profits belong to the joint estate. So the comedian hired to perform for her first son's wedding in the wedding house that now belongs to the son was disappointed when one of the bored guests started distributing his tax-collecting salary to his brothers, and another started dividing Shushvina's gifts to his brothers, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Achin sha'asu miksasin shushvinas b'chayav. If some of the brothers acted as groomsmen in the father's lifetime, sent by the father to join someone's wedding celebration and bring gifts, chazru shushvinas, when the groomsman's gifts is returned, meaning when this son marries and the first groom reciprocates with gifts, as was customary, chazru la'emsa, it's returned equally to all brothers, because shushvinas can be collected by basin like an ordinary loan, and since the father funded it, it's repaid to the estate. Daf Kuf Mem Hei. So the Siman Daf Kuf Mem Hei is based on Kama, a standing stalk of grain, and we use a wheat field for the Siman. So here goes. When the wedding in the wheat field, that must be on Daf Kuf Mem Hei, Kama. When the wedding in the wheat field was canceled because the chassan died, and the kala got to keep the kesef kedushin, which reminds us, we're taught that a woman keeps kedushin money when the husband dies, saying, Tnuli bali v'esmachimo, give me my husband, I'll rejoice with him. So when the wedding in the wheat field was canceled because the chassan died, and the kala got to keep the Kesef Kedushin, and the Chassan's best friend refused to reciprocate Shushvinus because this was a private, less joyous event, which reminds us it was Tanna Brisa that if the first wedding Reuven's was held publicly and the second wedding Shimon's was held privately, Reuven can say, in public, I'll do Shushvinus for you in the way you did for me. He may refuse to reciprocate in a less joyous wedding. The same applies if Reuven married a Basula and Shimon married an Almana, a less joyous event. The same applies if Shimon's wedding is more joyous, for example, if Reuven married his second wife and Shimon is marrying his first. So when the wedding in the wheat field was canceled because the chassan died and the kala got to keep the kesef kedushin, and the chassan's best friend refused to reciprocate shushvinas because this was a private, less joyous event, the rabbi thanked the owner of the field, who was a master of Gemara, with the words, everyone needs the owner of wheat, which reminds the Gemara compares different types of mastery of Torah. Everyone needs the owner of wheat refers to Gemara, the analysis and interpretation of Mishnayos. Rava said the pasuk koyime ani roim, all the days of a poor person are bad, refers to a Baal Gemara who strains himself to correct and resolve questions and challenges. But tov lev mishta tamid, but he of good heart has a continuous feast, refers to a Baal Mishnah, which is easier. Rava said the opposite, because a Baal Mishnah is frustrated in being unable to rule halachos or resolve apparent contradictions, whereas a Baal Gemara finds great satisfaction in his learning. Daf Kuf Mem Vav. So the Siman Daf Kuf Mem Vav is a kimono. So here goes. The chassan is black kimono. Kimono? That must be on Daf Kuf Mem Vav. The chassan in his black kimono enjoying his festive Sudas chassan, knowing the kimono collection he gave his kala as sivronos could no longer be refunded, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hashleich sivronos obeys chamiv. One who sends bridal gifts to his father-in-law's house while his arusa lives there, even if there are 100 mana, v'alchosham Sudas chassan afil bidinar, and he ate a groom's meal there, even as little as a dinar's value, the sivronos are not refunded if the marriage is not completed because of a divorce or death. The happiness he experiences at the meal causes him to waive his claim on the siblonos. So the chassan in his black kimono enjoying his festive Sudas chassan, knowing the kimono collection he gave his kala siblonos could no longer be refunded, was shocked to hear that his shchimera father-in-law was better, which canceled the gifts he gave away since he didn't retain any land on his own, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shchimira shekasev kol nechasev la'acherim, a gravely ill person who wrote away all his property to others, loshir karka koshu, if he did not retain any land of even minimal size, eimat naso kayemis, his gift does not stand if he recovers. Since he did not keep anything for himself, he indicated that he gave away his possessions because he expected to die and had no need for them. Therefore, the gift is void if he recovers. So the chassan in his black kimono enjoying his festive Sudas chassan, knowing the kimono collection he gave his kala sivonos could no longer be refunded, was shocked to hear that his shchimera father-in-law was better, which canceled the gifts he gave away since he didn't retain any land on his own, based on an umdana that he thought he would die and had no need for them, which reminds us, the Gemara asks who the Tana is that follows umdana, the assessment of a person's mindset, which is why matna shchimera is void if he recovers. Daf Kuf Mem Zayin. So the simmer Daf Kuf Mem Zayin is a kumzitz. So here goes. At the kumzitz, that must be on Daf Kuf Mem Zayin. At the kumzitz arranged to keep the mental state of the shchimera stable, as he promised presents to all the participants, which reminds us, Amoraim offer various sources for matna shchimera, the gift of a gravely ill person, which takes effect without a kinyan. Rava quoted Rav Nachman saying that shchimera's gift is only been the rabbanan without any source, and it was enacted lest his mental state worsen. The shchimera's agitation that his instructions will not be followed may exacerbate his condition, so the rabbis enacted that his verbal instructions alone affect the transaction. So at the Kums, it's arranged to keep the mental state of the Shchimira stable, as he promised presents to all the participants, including a shtar chov to the Kumsitz leader, which no one could be mocho. Which reminds us, Shmuel agrees that Rebbe Baal Chov gave a shtar chov as a matna Shchimira, d'niyachlo mocho, that his heir cannot forgive it. The Gemara explains, Ein Shel Torah, this law is not biblical in origin, basua k'shel Torah, but they treated it like something which is biblical, in order to assure the Shchimira that his instructions will be fulfilled. So at the Kumsitz arranged to keep the mental state of the Shchimira stable, as he promised presents to all the participants, including a shtar chov to the Kumsitz leader, which no one could be mocho. It was learned that he's unable to gift the guitar player the right to live in the house to practice for a future Kumsitz. Which reminds us, Rav Nachman said that if a Shchimira says, Yadir poni bebai ze, poni shall have the right to live in this house, or yocho poni peres dekel ze, poni shall have the right to eat the fruits of this palm tree, it's ineffective. Living in a house is intangible and cannot be transferred by an ordinary kinyan. Fruit of a tree which have not yet grown are a davar shelo ba'olam and cannot be transferred. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one. Which stuff do we discuss what the din is when adult sons improve the estate before they and the minor sons divided it? That's on Duff. Kuf Mem Gimel. Good number two. Which stuff do we discuss a Shchimira who divided his property to multiple people and what the din is if he was pausing between giving each gift? That's on Duff. Kuf Mem Ches. Good number three. Which of the one that a Shchimira cannot transfer something that a Bari cannot transfer, for example, to live in his house? That's on Duff. Kuf Mem Zayin. Good number four. Which stuff even when Shushvinos are repaid to all the brothers? That's on Duff. Kuf Mem Dalad. Good number five. Which stuff to discuss what the din is with Shushvinos if the wedding is different than the first one? For example, it's a less joyous event. That's on Duff. Kuf Mem Hay. Good number six. Which stuff do we learn that if one marries off his oldest son in a wedding house, the son acquires it? That's on Duff. Kuf Mem Dod. Good number seven. Which stuff do we learn? Chazar b'miksas havi chazar b'kula. A partial retraction is a retraction of all of it. That's on Duff. Kuf Mem Ches. Good number eight. Which stuff do we discuss who the Tana is who falls umdana, the assessment of a person's mindset, which is why a matna shchimira is void if he recovers. That's on Duff. Kuf Mem Vav. Good number nine. Which stuff do we learn? A shchimira who said, give my loan, which is owed to me, to Ploni. His loan is transferred to Ploni. That's on Duff. Kuf Mem Ches. Good. Number 10. Which stuff is a case of people acquiring a deceased ger's property, but then heard his wife was pregnant and then she miscarried? That's on Duff. Kuf Mem Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.